Today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Lo Shachak Me'erev Shabbos. So we said if you didn't grind up the chamon on Erev Shabbos, you could grind it with your teeth. Tan Rabban Davar Shein Osam Lamila B'Shabbos Osam LaBiYom Tov. That which you can't do for a meal on Shabbos, you can do for a meal on Yom Tov. Shokhang La Kamon V'Torfen LaYayin V'Shemen. For example, you can grind up the chamon, which is going to provide a healing power for the bris mila, and you can mix wine and oil. So Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef Maishna Kamon B'Yom Tov Dechazi L'Kederet. The reason you're allowed to grind up kaman on Yom Tov is because you could use it for a spice for a pot. So yain v'shemen chazina and b'shabbos l'chola. After all, shouldn't yain and shemen be allowed to be mixed because it also has a use on Shabbos? Because you could use it for a sick person on Shabbos l'chola shein b'sakana. Titanya ain't tarfen yain v'shemen l'chola b'shabbos. Tana Kama says you're not allowed to mix wine and oil for a chol on Shabbos. But Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Mishum Rab Meir af tarfen yain v'shemen. Yes, you can. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar pam achas chash Rab Meir b'meiav l'bikachin l'tzrofal yain v'shemen lo in l'chanu. That one time Rab Meir got sick and we wanted to mix wine and oil for therapy to provide him with refuah, and he wouldn't allow us to. You're going to be mivatel your own words while you're alive that you shouldn't follow your shita. So Amalon Rameir said back to us, even though I said one way and my friend and my colleague said another way, I never had the chutzpah to go against everybody else. So okay, so he's machmir for himself, but the implication is that you're everyone else would be allowed to mix it together. So since we have Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, why does the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah is always like Rav Meir, why does the Mishnah require putting the wine and the oil separately if Rav Meir holds you're actually allowed to mix them together? Says Gemara Hasam Lo Ba'ilicha, Hacha Ba'ilicha. No, Ba'ilicha Shem B'Sakana, you don't really need to mix them very well, but for a meal you need to mix them really well, and that you're not allowed to do. So says Gemara Hachinami Nesav V'Lelelech. Okay, so mix them and don't mix them so well. Why does it say in the Mishnah that you put them separately? That's what the Mishnah meant when it said you put them separately, that you mix them just not so well. You're not supposed to strain mustard in its strainer. You're not supposed to sweeten it over hot coals. Why is straining mustard different than what it says in the Mishnah? That you could strain an egg in a mustard strainer. When it comes to an egg, it doesn't look like borer because ultimately the whole thing will go through the strainer. But by mustard, it looks like borer. You're not allowed to sweeten it with coals on Yom Tov. But we have another brisa that says, yes, you are. So the brisa that says that it's mutter is talking about metal coals. Because even though you may be mechabe the gacheles by putting it in the chardel, nevertheless, the extinguished metal is not going to become charcoal, and therefore it's not really kibui minatora. Whereas kan b'gachelas shaleit, the brisa that says that you're not allowed to do it is talking about wooden gachelas where you're going to make usable charcoal, and that's the yisur of kibui. So amalei abayi l'Rav Yosef maishna mi bisra gumri. Why is putting chardal on gachelas shaleit, which is usur, any different than putting meat to roast over coals on Yom Tov? That even though they become partially extinguished from the blood that drips from the meat, apparently it's mutter. Amalei hasam lo efshar hacha efshar by the basra on top of the gachel. There's no way to roast it on Erev Yom Tov because the basar won't be fresh then. But over here by the chardal, it doesn't lose any of its taste if it's prepared on Erev Yom Tov. Amalei by the Rav Yosef, ma'u legabin. What about making cheese on Yom Tov? Amalei aser, not allowed. Ma'ishna milisha. Why is there any different than kneading dough on Yom Tov? Amalei hasam lo efshar hacha efshar. You have to knead it on Yom Tov because it's not going to be fresh if you knead it Erev Yom Tov. But cheese making is just as good if you make it before Yom Tov. Ahami nardai kvina bas yom ma'aliyah. But then nardai say that cheese made today is the best kind of cheese. So what do you mean it's not as good if you made it on Yom Tov? Meaning, why can't you be megabin on Yom Tov? After all, meaning, isn't it best when it's done on Yom Tov? So therefore, it would have lost something had it been done the previous day. And so no, the chiddush is that even cheese that was just made today is good. But certainly, it's better if it was. If it was made before, enos and lachaluk, you're not allowed to make a bandage lechadchila, but you could wrap a smartut. So I'm Rabbi Amrli Aim. Abaye says that, and we're about to learn a lot of things that Abaye's nurse taught him, the woman who raised him taught him. Hay chaluk tiyanuka, the dressing that they make for a baby around the wound of bismila, lafne the sitri liloi dimul midbik gardamine. You should wrap it in such a way that the loose threads face away from the wound, so that you don't have any threads that attach themselves to the wound, vasilde kroshivcha. And then when you take off the dressing, it could lead to kroshivcha. Eme da abaye avda kisasa lepalga. The mother of Abaye, again, not mother, the woman who raised him, she made a certain type of dressing over the wound where the seam was covered so that there was no risk of injuring him when he had his bris. If you have a baby that they didn't prepare the dressing beforehand for the mila, so there's a way to dress a wound with a certain begadim where you're not going to expose the wound to any of the seams. Another advice from Aim of Abaye: if you don't know where the anus is of a baby because it's not open, rub him with oil and hold him up to the sunlight, and wherever you see that the light comes through, you should rip him with a sharp, rip him open with a sharp piece of barley in a cross-like motion. But don't use a metal implement because then it will cause him to swell. Another bit of advice: if you have a baby that doesn't want a nurse, make her the karpume. It must be that his mouth is very cold. So what do you do? Take coals, a cup full of coals, and put it next to his mouth, and through that his mouth will become warmed up and he'll be able to nurse. Abaye says that another bit of advice: if you have a baby that's not breathing, so you fan him with a fan and then hopefully he'll get enough air and he'll breathe. If you have a baby that's not breathing easily, you bring the placenta of the mother and you put it all over his body and then he'll be able to breathe. If you have a baby that's malnourished, you bring the placenta of the mother and you rub it on him from the narrow side to the wider side. The element, if the baby is too robust, then you do the opposite. If the baby is overly swollen, you rub the same thing, but from the thicker side to the thinner side. Another thing that Aim taught him: if a baby is red, it's because the dam is not yet fully absorbed in his body. So wait until the blood settles in his body, and then you give him bris milah. The yarok, and if he's green, it's because the dam is not yet fallen into its right place. It has not yet come into his body. So wait for that, and then give him bris milah. Because we have two stories that Amar Rabbi Nelson. One time I went traveling, and a woman brought her son, and a woman had a terrible maisa where she did a bris milah on the first child, and he died, and the second child, and he died. And she brought me the third child, Reisav Shuadam, and I saw that he was red. So I said, just wait until the dam is no longer trapped between his skin and his flesh. She waited, and then she gave him bris milah, and he lived. And they called him Nasan Habavli after me. And another Maiser, same story, first two died, and the third one she brought to me, Reisav Shu Yarok. This time I saw that he was green or yellowish. Hitzatzi Bavlo Reisi Bodam Bris, and I saw that he didn't have Dam Bris. Amarti La Hemtinu La Chiyipo Bodamo Hemtinu La Umala Osa. I said, just wait until he has Hapalas Dam, and she did, and she mauled him. The Chaya and the baby lived. Your current Shmo Nasan Abavli Al Shmi, and they called him Nasan Abavli. They named him after me. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up from the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis tomorrow.